Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What do we watch?
Tomb Raider. The new one. The shit one.
Hey, so we saw Tomb Raider, and this is a huge pile of dog shit. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, that I hated like every second of this movie.
I wanted to like it so much. I really did. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited when it came out, or when they released the trailer, because I love the new games so fucking much, and they have such a good story, and they've done a really good job with Lara Croft. And then they cast an actress. I'm like, we really like her.
Alicia Vikander.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is.
She's fucking Michael Fassbender.
But I mean, what has she been in previously?
Ex Machina?
Oh, that's right.
We saw her in Jason Bourne.
Oh, see, she did, I don't know why she didn't seem familiar to me at all.
She's Ex Machina. She's Ava? Is that what her name is? Mm-hmm. I think her name was Ava. Yeah, she's the main star, though.
Oh, okay.
Her and Oscar Isaac. Like, she's really good. This movie's not, though.
I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with the fact that we saw this a couple days ago, and I hate it way more than I saw it then.
I do, too. I'm not as angry, because I was fucking pissed. Everything that you could get wrong with Tomb Raider and the character. Everything they did.
Which Tomb Raider really is like...
It's a strong female lead Indiana Jones.
The only thing easier would be Uncharted. Because Uncharted is just Indiana Jones. So
yeah,
you just...
but now I see this, I don't want to trust the Uncharted movie. Hey, you know what else would have been easy too? Resident Evil. Silent Hill.
Hey, first Silent Hill is a good movie.
I haven't seen the second one.
The second one is just the worst.
We haven't seen Assassin's Creed, but...
Another easy, good
story. Like, they're easy. Just take the script from the fucking game. This omitted characters. It changed the entire plot. And we thought, because the opening text thing is like, him a go in the island. Like, all right, this is the first game. And we saw a review of someone that will go unnamed that said, this is exactly the first game. And
Chris Stuckman.
Never played the first game, apparently, because this is nothing like it. So what makes Lara Croft a good character, Lincoln?
Well, let
games?
Me tell you about Lara Croft. Lara Croft's badass. Lara Croft overcomes obstacles by using her fortitude and intelligence. Lara Croft can find ways to, even if she's not physically superior to someone, to take them down in the newer games. She ain't afraid to shoot a motherfucker. And she's smart and kick-ass and hot. That's Lara Croft.
Who's Lara Croft in this movie, Lincoln?
I don't know. Because that was not my Lara Croft. Hashtag not my Lara Croft. Because the entire time, she only actually defeats... one person by herself. The rest of the times, she's saved by other people or an outside force.
Mm-hmm.
She is not a strong character.
At all. They even changed her motives of why she's doing what she's doing. She couldn't just do it because she wants to carry on her family's legacy and be a badass and do cool stuff. I gotta go find my papa.
I gotta go find my dad. Which, alright. So I guess spoiler.
Her dad's alive in this one. He's a fucking character. Spoiler.
Cannot get over one plot point in the movie.
Is it the race? The fox race?
Not the fox. Oh, I don't want to talk about that yet.
Wait till we talk about the first 45 minutes to an hour of this movie. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is that she will not admit that her dad's dead, and they're trying to get her to sign paperwork that says, my dad's dead, and this is my company. But she won't do it, and that's why she hasn't gotten the company or any of the money. That's not how that fucking works.
She would still get inheritance. She just wouldn't get the company.
Yeah.
And the whole point, it seems, because she does sign at the very end, is that Anna wants control because, spoiler again, Croft Industries owns Trinity, or a subsidiary of Trinity.
She's evil.
And she's evil, which leads into the second game. But she was already taken over it interim without Lara there, so why did she need Lara?
And why would she want Lara?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, oh, okay, you don't want... Okay, cool. You can do what you're doing.
Yeah, but instead it's like... I guess they could have said, like, assets are locked because there isn't a crop, you know.
Yeah, they never say anything like that.
Easy. They could have easily... Or just not had that.
Well, you didn't really need that. Well,
this
movie
should have opened with her on the fucking Endurance. Maybe she's writing in her diary and there's a voiceover talking about her dad and blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, and also because the first 5 minutes of the movie is just exposition with... visuals. And
if
ooh,
I do the two-finger kiss thing again.
Kyle, I just kissed my
little
fingers. Dude,
100 fucking times.
Kiss my little fingers.
They are little fingers.
So the first hour and 18 minutes, this is not an exaggeration.
Teenage angst Lara that isn't even on the island. There's no tomb raiding. There's no tomb.
It's just a bad CW sketch.
It's...
like a pilot episode.
Yeah. I didn't fucking get it. Like... It's like, what are we watching? I thought we came to watch fucking Tomb Raider. The movie should have opened with her on the Endurance with the crew, Jonah and Sam and all them, not some random Korean dude. What the fuck? Why was he there?
I don't think he was Korean.
She found him in, wasn't he Korean?
No, they were in China.
Was she in China? I thought she went to Korea. I don't even fucking know where she went. That didn't need to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. Because again, it's...
There's so many good characters in the game that each have their own personality and story and motive for Laura to care about him because it's been her crew for a while as she's finished up her dad's research. You didn't need that. Papa, I don't know why I keep saying Papa. She didn't call him Papa, but he's alive and then he has his fucking castaway beard when she finds him, which is fucking stupid.
How did you love the non-emotion of that entire, like, sequence?
Yeah, you build it up to a big thing. He's like, oh, you're here. Cool.
Oh, hey, what up? She's just like, oh, you're my dad. And he's like, yeah. And it's like, oh, I got a bloody side.
Why was it in the movie?
I got a blood hole.
Why can't Laura Croft's motive just be like, I want fucking money. I love what I do. I want to stop Trinity. I have Trinity already be established. She doesn't need to be taken as a prisoner and put in a slave camp for Matthias to be bad.
So another thing about the slave camp that I thought about, jumping to the very end.
Yeah, I'm jumping all over the place.
Yeah, it's because there's so much, and the movie is so incoherent, it's hard to really like.
We thought it'd be good at one point when she goes down the river and the plane, because I'm like, that's Tomb Raider.
And that was the only part that like felt too
like, funny. Holy shit, this is Tomb Raider. Oh, wait, that stopped. I was like, it's Tomb Raider.
Well, this movie is so fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at the end, fuck, what was I talking about? This movie's so boring that I don't even remember. Slave camp. Okay. So the slave camp, what I was confused by that is that Lu Ren, he gets all the slaves together and is like, we're going to slave uprising. Laura, we got you.
We have to wait for her.
We got to wait.
Like, why?
Well, first of all, why? Second of all, nothing even happens really with them.
No, they just wait.
They just wait, and then a helicopter comes down, and then Laura's like, I'm going to shoot you with my bow.
Through the window.
And the guys should have just flown off.
Or just pulled out his gun. Went, no. We called the end, by the way, when she gets her two guns from fucking Nick Frost.
Why was he even in this movie?
He was the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, and then I said, yeah, and I leaned over, and I was like, she's going to say, give me two. And that's what happened.
Whatever.
Another really ridiculous part. I can't suspend my disbelief with this because this is fucking ridiculous. We have a group of trained military people on an island, and Laura Croft is climbing through this gutter thing, ditch on the side of the mountain, and there's a trained mercenary who's standing over her. Laura Croft is just like, oh no, don't shoot me!
And his gun, is that the one where his gun,
like, he doesn't cock, yeah. On? And then he like shoots and he's like, ooh! The safety is off.
That happens a couple times.
Fucking ridiculous. This is the most... Come on.
Are they actually trained, though?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of the big... Even if they're not, how am I supposed to feel danger or, like, that you're a badass overcoming odds when the people that you're fighting don't even know how to use a fucking gun?
Yeah.
That's like beating up a toddler.
She never uses a gun.
That's like me going to my mom's kindergarten and beating up all the toddlers there.
You couldn't do it.
Just... Arms just flailing.
She never uses a gun. She barely uses the bow. She only uses her climbing axe at the end.
Yeah, again, unsuccessfully.
Another Tomb Raider moment when she uses it to climb. Where were these fucking moments in this goddamn movie?
And why were there not cool puzzles? Like that fucking puzzle that he was lame.
What, the best puzzle was the color puzzle.
Yeah,
the one that she flat out says is a puzzle. Yeah, but you see her actually have to think to solve it.
Yeah, but I didn't like how they did that.
The ones with
the
gears, she just climbs up there and goes, doop, 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 well, doop, done.
So the gear thing is ridiculous because when she's moving them and she does it correctly, it makes like a big thunk sound.
How could they have not figured it out? Just turn shit until it thunks.
Exactly. And they're talking like, we can't figure it out.
And they have explosives.
You can blow that shit up.
It's old as fuck. And there's only like three pressure plate traps.
That's all I got.
Where are the like cool tomb things?
Why wasn't this movie rated R also? Because I was thinking about back to the first game and how...
Well, the new games, they're MA, right?
What? That's not a rating. M?
For games.
Yeah, it's M for mature.
Is it just M? I thought it was M. Oh, I'm thinking of TV's MA.
Yeah. A is adults only and only porn games and...
Do those even still exist?
On PC they do. That's really it. Like Rapelay.
Oh, yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on PC. Hot coffee.
Which, that's A?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ever since they found that, they had to turn it A.
Oof.
But it's really fucking brutal, the shit that happens to her. And, like, only one small thing happens to where you're like, ow, sorry, Laura. Then she's fine the rest of the movie.
And they do a little thing, like, when she gets the thing through her side, that happens in the game, but there's no payoff, really. Her dad takes care of it.
Immediately.
They touch on the almost rape scene from the first game, where the guy finds her. But it's so... She just kills him. Like, there's no threat or emotion or build or...
Yeah, I saw a lot of people really praising that scene. I don't understand how, because the scene...
It just happens.
It just happens, and it's not in any way, shape, or form, like, a visceral experience.
Which, if they would have done it again, like the game, she's not that strong at the beginning, but she learns she has to become strong, and that's not in here. They just say she's strong, so we just have to go, guess she's strong. But she, if it wasn't for Lou Ren, she'd be dead. He saves her, I don't know how many fucking times. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's constantly saving her.
Or Ghost Dad.
And...
Oh, wait, that's Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby probably wouldn't have saved her. He probably would have made this a lot worse for her.
She never... she never actually becomes strong. She just shows up and is strong at the end. And it doesn't make sense. Especially because she sucks at jujitsu. God, those were bad.
Well, I think it's one of those... Sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's bad. Apparently, in an interview with her, she did most of her own stunts.
Mm.
And that's not always a good thing. You can only train so far.
Yeah.
You know, like, for somebody that's probably never had it, she probably did fine. I don't know. I'm not into jujitsu. They have stunt doubles for a reason. And I think she could have used some sometimes. I thought for the most part, though, the CGI was okay.
Mm, I disagree. I thought it was actually terrible.
Really? Well, that some of it was pretty bad.
During the
I'm
entire...
thinking of the plane scene again on the waterfall. I
thought that, that was... But still, that was pretty bad. Especially when it was falling.
For a video game movie, I didn't think it was terrible.
But
I'm thinking to a lot of video game movies.
Yeah, but I was in theaters. It was a big movie.
Yeah, so was
Had
Doom.
A pretty big bet. Hey, don't talk shit about Doom.
Don't act like Doom was a good movie.
Don't you tell me that the end sequence where it's
You know what else was in
theaters? Is dope as fuck.
Alone in the Dark was in theaters.
I'll tell
you
right now.
Are you going to defend Alone in the Dark?
I'll defend it right now.
Tara Reid is a scientist. You're going to defend this.
I never saw Alone in the Dark.
Have you played Alone in the Dark?
Oh, yeah.
Just forget any of that. At least this one, I mean, she looks like Lara Croft. They put her in the same outfit. They bandage her arm the same way it is in the game. These are my positives I'm
giving
you.
There's a moment on the boat where she does a little boat thing where it's like a little climbing puzzle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been it.
Because there's a lot of parkour.
Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal. That's another one I forgot about.
Yeah, there's probably a reason you forgot about it. Video game movies usually aren't good.
Because they're not movies.
No.
Well, that's the reason why I think the Silent Hill movie is good. I'll say it's like I think it's a legitimately good movie because it's a fucking movie.
They could make a good movie out of this. We thought they would. No, they're just like, you're a fan, watch it. All you did was make me want to play the game again.
Yeah, I immediately went home and went on the PlayStation Store and was like, I wonder if this game's on sale because I want to play it again.
Because it's really fucking good. Like, all I kept saying in theater, I go, where the fuck is Jonah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of the... That was so insane to me of having no real
character. Because the character Laura in the first game is, she is selfish, but she fights it because her friends need her.
Mm-hmm.
But she just wants to do this for her own glory and gain, but she has that struggle of fuck my friends, god damn it, I can't let Sam die, and they're not in there. Lou Ren's just like, I'm cool, dude, just give me a gun, I'm drunk.
Far Cry, there was a Far Cry
why
movie.
Are you gonna keep throwing out Uwe Boll movies?
Because I keep thinking of
Postal?
All these
Postal. You want to bring up Postal?
I actually liked Postal.
What the fuck is wrong
because,
with you?
Because, all right, here's the thing,
that's
right.
A shit game too, by the way.
Which, the first one or the second one?
Both of them.
I like the second one. Postal 2's fun. It's fucking stupid.
Oh, God. Let's talk about a video game that was in theaters that had a really good story of a game. Max Payne.
That's right. Yeah, that was fucking
like,
dog
I just
shit.
Don't get... How do you fuck up these movies when it's like, just take the script of the game? Literally just make the game.
I don't...
Our complaint then would be like, this was nothing original, but it was fun. That would be our complaint right now. We had a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
If this would have just been an action movie, I would have had fun with it. But there's hardly any action, and it's fucking lame.
All the it's fucking boring. None of the fights are cool.
They think they are getting you emotionally invested in Lara Croft, and they're not.
I didn't give a fuck about Lara.
Not in this movie, I didn't at all, no.
Lou Ren was cooler anyway.
But he was lame, and he wasn't that great of an actor.
No, and also his character was ridiculous because he immediately grabs a machine gun, knows how to use it, and is using, like, military tactics and shit.
At least they didn't have him be a martial arts expert, because he's Asian.
Oh my god, he would have gone down there, and then, like, he's, like, in the ditch, and he's, like, getting away from there, and then one of the mercenary guys goes there and points a gun at him, and then, like, he brings up his hands like a Shaolin.
And he does a little rock, come on,
and then the guy's like, okay, and then he takes off his stuff.
No, he rips his shirt
off. Yeah, he rips it off, and then they have, like, a fight. That would have fit in this fucking dog shit movie.
That would probably have been fun.
I would have laughed really hard.
Yeah, I would have had fun with that.
All right, I'm so excited to finally talk about the first fucking hour and 18 minutes. Fox. It's an hour and 18 minutes.
Fox.
I timed it, Kyle.
You know what? Before I get that, let's talk about the trailers.
Oh, fuck, what were the trailers?
Blockers.
That's right. Yeah. John Cena.
John Cena, what the fuck? What the fuck? It looked terrible.
I don't know, Kyle. It's good again.
It's called Blockers, but it's Cock Blockers. They had the big rooster there. It's Cock Blockers.
It's because the age of, like, bad raunchy comedy is back.
Did it ever go away?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it did. Well, it just wasn't good.
What's
but
the
I don't
last?
The last big one I can think of was, like, Knocked Up.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 2000.
Super Bad.
It's like 2009.
There's been others.
Super Bad was 2008.
See, I haven't seen them. Like, it was Trainwreck.
It wasn't really popular, though.
See, I don't know. Amy Schumer's pretty popular.
There hasn't really been anything, especially after The Hangover, when they did, like, Hangover Part 3, which I think we should watch that sometime. It's completely random. I meant to bring this up with you. Because...
Are you going
to
say I look like fucking Ed Helms? Because I'll fight you right now.
Do you get that?
I did once at Walmart, and really? They wouldn't let me leave, and they kept saying, I was like, okay.
You don't look like Ed Helms.
Is it because we're glad? Like, what the fuck? Go away.
Because The Hangover 3 is such a fucking bizarre movie that I just think you need to see it.
Okay. That movie, Blockers, looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Chappaquiddick.
I kind of want to see it.
I do too. I think it'd be good. I like movies like that. We don't see dramas very often.
No.
I don't know why. It's just they don't really come here.
They don't come here. I'd see like every fucking drama. I wanted to see...
We live in small towns, so action and fart joke movies are what. And usually horror movies, but no Winchester, yeah. No Demon House.
I wanted to see the one string. What was that? Daniel Day-Lewis?
String.
Got a thread or something?
Oh, the fucking Phantom Thread.
Yeah, there we go. I wanted to see that, but it didn't come here. So.
I like we thought that was coming here.
La La Land came here.
Yeah, way after it was fucking out. It didn't come here until it won an award.
Mm.
Kind of like Shape of Water. Didn't come here until it was nominated for Best Picture. True. But, you know, but then we didn't get. We got Shape of Water, but we didn't get like a Lady Bird. We got a fish fucking movie.
So there's part. In
I'm really avoiding the bicycle thing.
At the beginning of Tomb Raider, where that Laura's like, "Oh, I ain't got no money. I need some money," and so she goes to an underground bike scene where they're all like, "Hell yeah, working on my fucking fixie over here."
Why weren't they all hackers?
They probably were.
Because you know, like this. Felt like such a 90s movie
well,
scene.
Well, here's I don't even understand what that was because she just okay, so she goes, she has a job where that she works in an Indian restaurant and I guess drops off food.
Oh yeah, and the guy had a crush on her and then we never see him again.
Yeah. Whatever. So she goes and gets food and I don't know if she was taking that home?
I think she delivered it. We just didn't see it. She did her job.
And so then she goes to deliver it. And
she hang out with her underground hacker biker friends.
Yeah, so they're like...
And Watch Dogs 2.
Well, here's the thing. She shows up. I don't know if she was delivering it to them or if that's just like a random place that she goes to.
I think it's a random place that she goes
to. It's not established at all.
I don't know.
She just walks
you
in.
You need that established where she yeah, where the food went.
The guy was like, Oh, we got a hangover here. Oh, we got about a 600 quid if you got
it. I don't think you sound like that at all.
And then she's just like, oh, mate, I got a little bikey thing and I can ride my bike. And he's just like, oh, mate, oh, you ride your bike over here and I can give you about a 800 quid. And she's all like, oh, mate, that's really cool. I need the money so I can feed my little dum-dum.
So yeah, they have a fox race where she has like the trail of paint and they have to chase her on their bikes and she's not even pedaling fast, so they just suck.
That and also, how much of a goddamn paint is in that? That was a long... That was
well, they just poked one little hole in it.
That's a pretty big hole.
Yeah, but paint is thick.
Viscous.
If they didn't stir it or anything, yes. This was such a It felt like it was out of Hackers, or like it's such a 90s movie thing.
Well, and then I thought to myself, I was like, okay, so somebody, she's going to narrowly avoid someone opening their door, and then like a car is going to hit her or something.
And that's what happens.
And that's what happens.
And she goes to jail. And I'm like, why?
And then that's when they're
why
like...
Why was she arrested? The cops hit her.
Yeah, so she gets hit. I don't know, because it's a fucking underground bike thing, because as soon as the cops came in, like everybody booked it and were acting like they were going to get arrested.
Why was that scene in a 2018 movie?
Why is that scene in a fucking Tomb Raider movie? Especially because I don't understand what that's trying to... If you have a scene like that...
She's adventurous, Lincoln. She has no fear.
Because you're trying to establish something with the character, and all of you've established is that she needs money, but that doesn't make sense because it's fucking Lord... I don't know.
You could have established it during an opening narration while she's on the Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, have her writing in her fucking Lara Croft journal, because I would imagine a Tomb Raider would have a journal, and just fucking narrate it.
I don't know why the movie didn't start out with, like, a narration scene and then, like, immediately it crashing.
Yeah.
And, like, the fucking chaos of that.
And we were hopeful even then, too, because once she got on Endurance, we're like, all right, Tomb Raider's starting now.
Though then there's also that kind of, like, weird love thing that starts to happen with Lu Ren, but then it doesn't happen with Lu Ren. Why wasn't the first 20 minutes just nonstop fucking at, like, crazy chaos action? And then they get to the island.
There's not much action at all.
It's fucking boring. This movie was so boring.
The first half of the movie, why, I don't know why it exists.
Well, see, the whole thing with it is that this is how I feel about how easy it is in my mind to make, like, a Tomb Raider, like, not even a good Tomb Raider movie, just a
National
Tomb Raider movie.
Treasure was a better Tomb Raider movie.
This is true. This is a true statement that you just said. It's like if I said, or if we were sitting down, okay, and you were like, hey, I'm going to make us a sandwich. Not just one sandwich to split, but, you know, yeah, sandwiches.
Don't fucking say, I'm not going to make you your own sandwich.
And so I think to myself, oh, yeah, a sandwich. That's easy to do. He can't fuck this up at all. And then you just go over there and you just come on a plate and then put it in the microwave and then you just throw it at me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like she does the puzzles, I'm going to make you a sandwich. Here's your sandwich.
Because
that's one of my big complaints in this is, there are puzzles, there are riddles. She just immediately solves them. If you're going to do a riddle in a movie, for one, the answer, you want to have we, the audience has seen it. You want to give us time to be like, I know what it is.
Yeah.
For us to get involved. No, she opens and she goes, oh, and then she goes to her dad's tomb and goes, and first letter in my, and hits it. I'm like, no, it's fucking Lord. L's the first letter, not the R. And she just hits it and goes to his secret bunker.
Oh, they had the fucking box full of everything that you need to know.
Well, I think he, because of his video, it's like he had it all ready for her with the video.
Still dumb.
It is dumb, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that riddle is weird, especially because like I didn't even really understand what was happening.
Because it just happened.
It just kept, yeah.
There's no like her debating, her trying to figure it out, her going through her dad's notes. It just happens. It'd be like if they made a Portal movie and they just open a door and they're at the end. And they're just like, "Ooh, that was a lot of puzzles we just solved.
Whew. Had to use my brain on that one.
Show us what you did. They don't show us anything. They tell us what happened.
They're like, all the time.
Himiko. It was Himiko.
No, that happened. That
cool. Just Himiko. Oh, just zombie. Nah, it's just Himiko.
Oh, then there's a jumpy scare with Himiko. It's crazy.
We knew it was going to happen. What the fuck is wrong with this movie?
Also, why was the plot of this also the plot of Uncharted 1?
Well, the plot of this is the plot of the first game. If you want to talk about just the Himiko thing.
Yeah.
Because Uncharted is an unoriginal video game series.
The first one?
Yeah.
Second one's so good, though.
Yeah, but the first one, the first one's good, but to act like it's an original story is not necessarily
true. No, because it's Indiana Jones.
It's an Indiana Jones Tomb Raider knockoff.
I know, they're fucking great.
Yeah, but the first one, it's just Tomb Raider with a dude. We all know that. It was a fine game. And I'm not saying Tomb Raider is super original, but she raids tombs.
I'm going to go on record right now.
There's no raiding of tombs in this.
I want this on my fucking tombstone. Angelina Jolie will forever be the best Lara Croft.
That's fucking
no one will
statement.
Ever be able to sway me from this statement.
I will say that movie, I never saw the second one, but the first one, it is...
You never saw the second one?
No. I hated the first one.
Oh my God.
The first one is shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it tries to do its own thing with
the
license. This one doesn't. I would have been more okay if it tried to do its own story with Lara Croft. But when you start putting in, the first thing they say is Himiko and whatever the name of the island is, Yamata or something like that. Now you're saying this is the first game. You're saying this follows the plot of the first game. You can't throw in the main fucking plot points of the first game, like Trinity and Matthias and the end. Like, you can't do that and then just not do any. She doesn't raid a fucking tomb. She walks through three traps in a tomb
that aren't even really.
And like the color puzzle, her dad immediately goes, oh, I bet if I turn. Okay, here's the things you need. And I'll throw them all to you and you'll catch all of them.
Well, that's why I thought that was so lame, is that it wasn't even really. I mean, they didn't have to do anything cool to get those. They just.
No, you want to do something lame? Do like Temple of Doom, where they're in the trap where it's coming down and it's slow and they're trying to figure it out. This one's just like, oh, cut, cut. No, everybody's yelling. Fucking slow down. As slow as this movie is, sometimes I think it would have, like, things like that. Slow down and involve me as an audience member. Involve me in this trap they're in. Hey, you know what? If you're going to have the floor falling off for people, show those people.
Well,
they're
just
yelling in the background as Laura's just putting in.
I was confused by that scene, too, because...
They should all be dead.
Well, yeah. First and foremost, they all should be dead because the entirety of, like, the middle just fucking... It's gone.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to figure out, like, why were they able to just stand on these one things?
Well, because around the edge, it was fine. Whoever made the trap originally was lame.
But that's... Why couldn't they have just...
And then they have, like, from the game, when they finally find him, because she's like, these weren't traps to keep people... Or it's like a throwaway. These weren't to keep people out. They were to keep people in.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us no backstory to Himiko, really.
Well, they did, but they gave the...
They gave the...
Mythology.
But that's it.
Yeah.
You can't just throw that out there and keep going. Like, why is Laura still going? To keep her daddy alive?
Yeah.
She's just like, all right, cool.
Yeah, whatever. Dad is fucking lame. The main bad guy is pretty lame, too.
When they get into the tomb, it's a lame Last Crusade. The really fucking lame Last Crusade.
Was zombies.
Kinda.
Something.
But not. And Matthias dies. The Trinity lives on. They really wanted you to find him as a threat.
He's so fucking lame. The only thing I found threatening was his hairline.
The thing that made him threatening in the first, in the games is, I'm going to beat you to the stuff. And Laura's like, fuck you. That's his threat. I'm going to have people with guns that are going to help slow you down, and I'm going to beat you there. And Trinity's going to prevail and unleash these demons. She's like, I got to fucking stop this. That's not there.
And also, I don't know, why didn't he kill her dad?
Why was her dad in it?
So they go to the tomb, and Laura opens it, and Laura kind of, in that moment, says, like, oh, I can do the things that my dad does. So why didn't he just immediately fucking shoot the dad?
The only thing is, too, when he had her gunpoint at her dad, and he's like, you think you can shoot that bow and arrow faster than I could pull this trigger? Probably. She was pretty fucking close range.
Yeah.
That's super quick reaction time for him.
But where was she aiming?
Does it matter?
Yeah. I think it does. With an arrow? Bow and arrow? You ain't gonna die anywhere that you get.
Aim for the arm that's holding the gun.
But...
If I'm holding my right arm, aim for my right bicep. See how much strength I have to pull a trigger. They were so close. The bow was like over, the arrow was like hanging over her dad's head.
I don't know though. I still think that
she could have lurched forward and stabbed him with the arrow.
Mm.
But again, it showed a weakness there.
She's so fucking lame.
That's the
movie's lame.
Problem. And you see people like, oh, it's finally Laura Croft. You're so empowering and strong. And she's not. Go play the games. I hate being that guy. It's like, the game's better. Mm-hmm. But the game's fucking better.
Well, and
tell a better story. And granted, they have more than 2 hours to tell a story. But you cut out the gameplay. There's not 2 hours of cutscenes, I'll tell you that much. And it's a better story.
I think on a more serious side, when it comes to the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raiders, I do legitimately think that those, I mean, comparative to this, it's a much better Tomb Raider. Because the thing with that version of Laura is that she's a fucking badass. You look at her, you're like, I don't want to fuck with her.
Yeah.
She is smart, crafty. She's just what you'd want Laura Croft to be.
And this is one that doesn't know what to do. And I know at this point she's young. She is new to this. But there needs to be a progression in the film. And it just goes from weak, 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 weak. I'm going to beat up the bad guy and kill him. I'm going to throw him in a triangle choke. Well, the only thing we saw the very first scene is you getting your ass kicked in an MMA match. Or, you know, like low training. There's no progression here.
The only thing that I actually did like, this is going to sound weird, was in the moments where that she was falling and like trying to get away, and like when she's having altercations, her like bizarre guttural screaming, I thought
it felt kind of real. Yeah.
If only
if you like that, watch Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, that's right.
Atomic Blonde is very It's not a great movie, but it's very visceral and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what I wanted
it
this to
be. It felt like
be.
She was getting her ass kicked. Like, it felt real.
I wanted this to feel like that I am not wanting to watch Lara Croft get beat up like
and
she's
getting
beat
up. And we want to see her overcome the odds.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, there needs to be a progression to us as an audience. Not that we would, but you know that where you have to, like, you can do it, Laura. You can get him. But here it's like, well, we know she's going to get him because it's a movie, but I'm not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at all. Like, you know, the moment of bad, it'd be cool, like, progression to the point where she's like, kicks the ladder. Like, I don't give a fuck if I die. You're not getting out. That's a cool, strong moment in a better movie.
Not in this piece
because
of shit.
They don't play up the, like, sacrifice she's willing mm-hmm. to make here.
Well, it doesn't feel like a sacrifice.
And you could have even, she could have done that and had just have the eyes go, we'll both die. And she goes,
okay.
I'm willing. That's okay with me. But no, instead you have, like, she's a collapse, and then Lu Rin, like, gives up, and then he hears a noise, and he moves one rock. Wait, did you not move any of the rocks? She's literally under one tiny boulder you move. Not boulder. Like a pebble. He didn't even try. He's just like, I'm gonna
go. Oh, and then there's that moment where she's with him, and they have that badass moment where they're just like, yeah.
Now, what about the funny moment when he got drunk and fell off the boat?
Oh my god, it was so funny.
Lincoln, she's a Tomb Raider, and that's a tomb.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about them. There was these fucking old fat people that were to my right.
Why does fat have to edit, do anything with it?
Because I could hear them wheezing through half of it.
Are you sure that wasn't
you see?
Getting sick off your popcorn?
Oh yeah, the reason why we couldn't record the day after is because I got...
I think my assumption was right, my response to you, because you never answered me.
I decided to get a large popcorn.
And then go suck many dicks in the bathroom.
I put extra butter on it, which I know is not butter. It's probably...
No, it's not butter.
Probably like...
It's fucking yellow grease.
Yeah. I put like extra butter on it, and I got really sick and was not feeling very good for a couple days there. The reason... Okay, so did you see the fucking disaster area? Oh, my God. What the fuck?
They don't give a fuck. That's something I used to yell at you about. You're better now. You just have popcorn everywhere.
Well, I didn't mean to, though. This is just disregarding all social.
If anybody goes to theater with us, it's a pet peeve of ours. And, like, we are ones that if we were walking by his seat and there's trash in it, we pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You paid money. That you did not pay enough to be a fucking monster and throw shit on the floor.
Like, anytime that
Fuck off. Like,
anytime that my popcorn flies from me, it's not, like, I'm not meaning to do it or anything. Not like he's fucking lards.
They just don't give a fuck. Yeah.
So these old people, like, whenever something would happen, they would, like, gasp, and then one of them would, like, explain it to someone. So
when she goes to see her dad's tomb, like, legit tomb, like you can find, you know, in a mausoleum, was their reaction.
Yeah, he just goes, oh, she's a Tomb Raider, and this is a tomb.
Jesus Christ. God, she doesn't raid shit.
Mm-mm.
Trinity raid stuff with Laura and her fucking dad with his ridiculous looking wig and stuff.
I hate this movie.
Me and I did too, and I didn't want to. We thought at worst this is going to be a mindless action movie.
Oh, it was mindless.
And it wasn't. There wasn't much action. The action, even if maybe the action was good sometimes, I don't know, because they had to cut 4,000 times a second.
That's how they do it now.
I hate it. They had to do the Jason Bourne shaky cam when she was walking at the beginning.
Yeah.
She was walking down a hallway. Stop it.
Do you think Rampage, another video game movie, is going to be worse or better than this?
Better. Mm. I can't imagine something being worse.
As long as Rampage is just dumb, I'm okay.
I mean, we've heard good things about Jumanji.
It's not a video game movie.
Well, no, but still, it's a shitty movie that we've heard is decent. Rampage is still The Rock, so there might be some moments in it. I think it would be more... He's going to be badass because he's a rock, so he'll have better action in it.
I just want kaiju action.
It's a fucking Rampage.
I know.
It's going to happen. The Rock is going to give the people's elbow.
To, like, Lizzie?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I was trying to think of the name.
Kyle, what do you want to give Tomb Raider?
I don't fucking know. I'm going to give it a 2. 2.0. All
right.
I was really pissed. I was pissed at this movie. And I shouldn't have been because it's a video game and it's what I should expect. You know, even, like, Resident Evil 1, it was better. Resident Evil 2 was garbage. It was better. At least they were movies. This is a movie. This wasn't a movie. Fucking, what are you laughing at over there? House of the Dead was more entertaining.
Sorry, breaking the wall.
There's
or
no
whatever.
Fourth wall.
I have IMDb up, and I scrolled down.
Oh, God.
The trivia. The first trivia is just, this film is a reboot of Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not trivia.
That's the trivia.
It's a fact. That's the only trivia?
Hold on. I mean, it's all just boring.
Is trivia. There going to be one that Alicia Vikander is actually Swedish?
Daisy Ridley turned down the role of Laura Croft due to her commitment to Star Wars Episode 9.
Smart girl.
Mm-hmm. Clever girl.
There's a new Jurassic Park this year in there.
Is there?
I think so.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Jurassic Universe?
I don't know. Jurassic World 2?
But I thought that's The Lost World.
No, Jurassic World. Not Jurassic... Lost World was Jurassic Park 2.
Which was the third one?
Jurassic Park 3.
That's my favorite.
What? Nope, you can't end yet. You haven't scored Tomb Raider.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
You're trying. You're trying to get out of it.
2-1.
You thought you were fucking clever 2-1. Over there, you son of a bitch.